So, I guess I better get back on script. Where was I? Sisters and brothers, let's review what Nicola left us with from last week's show. He directs our eyes to his focus on EMF and the malfeasance of the power guys who used his work to create a space battleship in utter secrecy. A space battleship to oversee us, i.e., make us, from their perspective, easier to manage, quote unquote, by winnowing our numbers by a variety of methods. But this supreme weapon of death and their aggregation of bucks hovering over us allows us to face, without equivocation, that the violence, disease, war, and terrorism are products of their own most ill and fevered psychological need, their need to repeat their childhood trauma of being unseen, turned into puppets, and psychically abandoned. So, with Nicola, we considered the question, what is progress? And with his help, can clearly see that the power guys, far from delivering it, are its obstacle in chief. Is it clear to all now? Is it clear to us all now why the power guys are not concerned about climate change? We are being artificially held back, numbers winnowed, hearts starved. A small number fed scraps, pointed and prodded down narrow tracks, so a minuscule few can feel better than. Force for these guys is their all in all. Plato, their guide for how to install it. In their dream, all the competition can be eliminated so they can feel supreme. I've been thinking that no force is a feeling I believe that Prince had, a gift of wisdom we never got to explore with him, and that we must help each other feel our way to. What is that feeling, if not love? And we definitely need our backup to do this. We need each other's support to do this. I'm smiling because I was, during one of my walks at the park, we're going to talk about that today. Maybe I don't want to anticipate, but you know, lately the raccoons have sort of been rattling the branches at me, and I was sort of looking up at one, and I happened to say I was on my way back to the vehicle, and I looked up at him and I said, "I love you." Because they're just so silly, you know? And because I was distracted, I try to avoid folk there because 99.9% of the time, it's the paid folk. And a couple had gotten up real close, man and a woman. And they heard me say that, and I turned and I said to them, "But you guys, not so much. But I'm working on it." She laughed. To her credit, you know, I mean, it's economic hardship. We need each other to feel that love, you know? It's all about accepting each other as we are, and we need help doing that. You know, all of us born into this mess have been tainted by it, and we're gonna have to love each other clean, love each other healthy again. Because we've been trained to see across the class polity, the economy, i.e., how we get our bread, as the primary arena in which to try to reclaim our lives. And obviously, that's not by accident. We've been systematically pointed that way. The problem of how to achieve this reclamation has been labeled by socialists capitalism, the hierarchical, oppressive, exploitive method for obtaining, for producing food for the global population, or in Nicola's terminology, to increase the force accelerating the human mass, take over that process, make it less exploitative, and we have our freedom, socialism reasoned. But the flaw in their reasoning is that they didn't see hidden power. The totalitarians, who were consciously, continuously making class totalitarian, Bentham schooled them. The parent must be the deputy of the state. And how can the few control a vast population? By intentionally sculpting society into a panopticon shape. Hegel schooled them. There are stages of history, he said, and a hierarchy of nations, each best fitted to specific functions. Accentuate these natural, quote-unquote, divisions, and eventually you will achieve perfection. And most of all, Plato schooled them, as he was the master of both Hegel and Bentham. He gave them their propaganda playbook and their political stratagems. If you are a lord, says he, then you can lie justly. And no one should ever be without a master. And the beasts, that's we the people, must be responsibly managed by the wise shepherds, the philosopher, statesmen. The reality, quote unquote, forced on us is so much worse than any science fiction we've been given, so much more horrific than anything we can imagine.